Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga Daf Dalid Amud Beis. Speaking upon Dalid Amud Daf by the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom, next part of the Mishnah. We said Achiger, Achiger, Vasum, Vachol, Vazakin. These are all people that are putter from doing Aliyah Lerega. A lame person who can't walk, is problem with his legs. Someone who's blind, someone who's sick, and someone who's old. These people don't have to go up. Tanu Rabbanan Regalim. The pasuk says Regalim Pratle Balikabim. Coming to exclude him. We saw this drasha earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. This is excluding Balikabim. Those people who have wooden feet. Rachman al Tzan. Dar Acher. Or what does it mean? Regalim. When it says regalim, prat l'chiger u'lecholah u'lesuma u'lezakein, says Rashi, davar acher prat l'balikabin mipa'amim nafka, or it says shalosh pa'amim, nafka d'amin l'el, hilkach regalim l'mahute mishetzarech mish'enes acheres levad miraglav. That's someone who needs something else to go out to lean on other than his legs. So we're saying the regalim means coming to exclude Lavdafka Pratla Bali Kabin, because that we already learned out, as Rashi points out, from Pa'amim. So therefore, what is Regalim coming to say? Other people that also are able to go ahead and go up by their own feet. This idea of one who's not able to go up by his own feet, what is that coming to include? The Mishnah says, if we go back to the Mishnah, it says, "Evan Chaim Riyah, except for Chayr Shot of a Kadam Tzutam Jogunus Nashem from Mishen Mishuchem and Chigar Suma Chola Zaken Umishen Yochol Alas Baragla." But we just kind of said it, didn't we? Amar Rava Lasu Ye Beep. Turn the page. Zalman Base. What's it coming to? What is it coming to include? It's coming to include a Mifanke. This is Mefanke, someone who is like a istinus. Rashi says she'ain holchem below min al, te'ain adam nichnas lahar bayis b'min alo. This is someone who doesn't walk without shoes. He's very finicky, an istinus. He doesn't, because you're not allowed to go to har bayis with your shoes. They said mi bikesh los miyedchem ramus chatzirai. When you come to appear before me, who sought this from your hand to trample my courtyards? You're not allowed to go and wear, you're not allowed to come and wear shoes. So someone's like, oh, I can't walk outside without any shoes on. That person's going to be off the hook. We got more people that are potter. Rashi says, "Who says ain chayavin l'shloch olos riyosa hetzen aydei shliach?" They don't have to send their olos riya through a shliach. Someone who's an aral means someone who didn't get a bris mila. And what are we talking about? What's the case of here? Rashi says, "Yisrael shemesu echav machas mila." This is someone who has brothers who they died because of mila, and therefore he didn't get a bris mila over here. And Tame, they're going to putter from even sending up their Ola. They themselves are clearly not allowed to come up, but they don't even have to send it. Bishlam Tame, okay, we say, Tame, why isn't do it? Rashi says, Tame, Eino, Bibia, She'ena, Yachali, Kanes, Lamikdash, can't come to Mikdash. Tchsev, Hashem, Tame, Hashem, Time, Vinichu, so you get cars doing such a thing. Back in the Gemara, Tchsev, Basa, Shama, Vesem, Shama. It says, you should come up there and you should go and you offer it over there. Kol She'esh, No, Bibia, anyone has the ability of going there. Therefore, he's also Yisrael Avah. He also has the idea of going to bring the carbon. However, because Eino Bibia Eino Be Havah, who is not included in that category. For example, tell me a person they go also don't go and bring Ava Ella Arel Minalan. Wait a minute, Arel. Rashi says, like we said, Yisrael and his brothers died because of the Mila. How do we know that they don't have to go ahead and bring their Olas for Ia? Hamani, who's this going like? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. The Marbi La'arel Kitame, he includes a Arel Kitame. The time you learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Ish, ish, says the full pasuk. Ish, ish, mi zer Aaron, v'hut sarua, ozav bakachem, lo yochal, ad asher yitar, v'nogea b'chol t'mei nefesh, o ish asher teitze, mimeno shuchaz zera. So the pasuk saying, anyone from Aaron who's a Metzora or Zav should not eat of the holies. L'rabbis is a'arel. This comes along to include an aro. Says Rashi, Shehu kitame, Shelo yochal truma. I'm going to, this is going to, can't eat truma. Shehu Akiva is holding that the Torah is comparing the dinim of an Aral to those who are Tameh, and since we got it clear that the Torah paters a person who is Tameh from sending it all as Ri'ah, and we can extend this also to the idea of an Aral, someone who does not have a Bris Mila. Tanu Rabbanan, Tame Pater min Ari'ah. Tamer is Pater from a Olas Ri'ah. That's the carbon that we bring, one of the carbonates, the three we bring. The Chsevu Bas Hashem Aves Hashem that you come and you go and you bring over there. Kol Shei Shem Abiyah, Shem Abiyah, Kol Shei Shem Abiyah, Ein Abiyah. Anyone who's in the category of coming up there has to go and bring as well. Someone who's not in the category doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Benda, Vay Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Ba'achas Me'inav, Pater min Ari'ah. Someone who's blind, one of his eyes, Pater from Ari'ah, Shanem Mer. The pasuk says, we saw this earlier also, we dashed this in that piece, Yireh Yeireh. That is, Kederach Shabal Liros, Kach Ba Le Ra'os. That we know that the pasuk speaks about the fact, all your men shall see Hashem. But the way we go and we pronounce it, shall be seen by Hashem. Kederach Shabal Liros, Kach Ba Le Ra'os. That is the way that it comes to be seen, so to speak, because Baruch has many moments, he sees it entirely. The way that Hashem comes, exactly what we said, to see us, so do we have to be able to be seen? Ma ba liros b'shtei enav, just like the Hashem comes to see with his two eyes, kiviyachol, obviously without any sort of murmur or holding back. Af liros b'shtei enav, so must he be seen by us with two eyes as well, and if not, then you don't go. Rav Huna kimati l'haikra, when Rav Huna came to this pasuk of Yireh Yeireh Bachi, he cried. Amar, and he said, Eved Sherabu Mitzapa Lo Liroso, a servant that his master looks forward to see him, Yisrachik Mimenu. Hashem wants to see us, and we're going to go out and we're going to distance ourselves from him. What's going on here? Says Rashi, Eved, Shu Chaviv L'Rabu, Ad Shirabu Mitzapa, V'Shoiv, Masa Yireh, Yireyu, Yisrachim Me'alav, Yisrachim Me'alav, Eich Higia Yom, Shenefach Lo, L'Sonei, V'Rachko, V'Tziva, Shalo Yeruni, Shenemar, Kisavo. Right, says now, Yisrachim Me'alav, D'Chsev, as the Pasuk says, Hashem's going to reject the one who he had, who we wanted to see, like the Pasuk says, In Yeshaya, Kisavo Liraos Panai Mi Bike Zos Mietchem Remos Chatzirai. When you come to appear before me, who sought this from your hand to trample my courtyards? And another pasuk Rav Huna got emotional about. Rav Huna kimati l'haikra, and Rav Huna got to the following pasuk. Berch bachi, he would go, he would cry as well. Pasuk in Devarim, Vizavachta Shlamim Vechalta Shem Yishoshechta Shlamim, and eat them there. Eved Shirapo Metzape Lechol Al Shulchano. A servant is so beloved that his master longs for the servant to eat at his table. Yisrachik mimenu. What, he should distance himself from it? The servant says, Lama li rov zivchechem yom Hashem. Why do I need your karbanos? So says Hashem. Rabbi Elazar kimati laikra. Whenever Elazar came to the following pasuk bachi, he would cry. V'lo yachol echov lanos osoki nivah l'vipadav. The brothers weren't able to answer him because they were shocked from before. This is when the brothers finally find Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. Uma tochecha shal basav adam kach. And the tochecha basav adam, just regular people, are so mechiach pishal b'fadav. And they get called out. This is so intense. And it's so, wow, shocking. Tuchicha shall call Boko Alchas Kamakama. The Tuchicha of Hashem, it's more so. And Yonah Diom and Mamish. And Elazar came out to the light, and Elazar came to the following Pasuk, he would cry. Vayomer Shmuel El Shaul, Lama Yer Gazdani Lahalo Sosi. Why is it, it said, why did you disturb me to raise me up? This is in Shmuel, when Shmuel went to, Shaul HaMelech, he needed help to know when he's going against the Plishtim, and he couldn't ask Shmuel because he died. He didn't get answer from Hashem. He didn't get him in Vertumim. He didn't have any choice. So what did he do? It's Asa to do, but he caught out, what's known as a necromancer. These people that are doing Avodah Zarah to deal with dead people. There was a woman who was able to bring up the ruach of the neshama of Shmuel through things that are okay. And he called him up. Here was Shmuel, and he says to him, to Shaul, why did you disturb me and raise me up? I'm not Shmuel. Hatzadikoy misyoyim and adin. If Shmuel was scared of the din, Anu al chizkam v'kama, us, how much more so? Shmuel mahi. Now, where do you see Shmuel scared of din? What are you talking about? Rashi says, Minolun de Misari. The pasuk says, Vatomer ha'isha el Shaul elokim ra'isi olim. And the woman said to Shaul, I saw a great man, well, in this case, it's Elohim. And this very powerful man, he was coming from the earth, olim treimashma. And Olim means two. Achad, Shmuel. V'idach, one of them was Shmuel. And the other one, there was Shmuel and somebody else. The Azul Shmuel v'ayisil Moshe v'aday. Because Shmuel, when he got called, he went to get Moshe Rabbeinu also. Maybe I'm being called to judgment over here. And please stay near me. There's nothing. There's no law that you wrote in this Torah that I didn't actually keep. So we see that Shmuel, he's scared of then how much more we have to be. Rabbi Amim Kimati, like when he came to the following pasuk, Bach, he would cry. Pasuk in Eicha, Yitim ba'ofer piu ulai yesh tikva. Let him put his mouth into the dust. Maybe there is hope. Amar kule hai v'ulai. All this pain and suffering, and maybe there's going to be hope. A person is going to suffer all these terrible things. Is going to will still be in doubt as whether or not there's hope if you're actually going to survive. I should just call you sir and allow you kabo v'odana b'safik imtielo tikva. That's pretty intense. Rabbi Ami kima delai kori kenda falik pasuk bachi. We're going to cry pasuk in tzvanya. Bakshut Sedeg, Bakshonava, like Tisusrum, Beyom Afashem, seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be concealed on the day of Hashem's anger. Amar, Kule Haiva, Ulai, same idea. What, all these type of things? And you know, raising to such high levels, and only maybe it's going to work out? Cried, "Sinu ra ve'avu tov." You should hate bad and love good. And establish justice by the gates. Maybe Hashem will give. He's going to grant favor. And again, the Gemara says, "Kule hai ve'ulai," getting such high levels of spirituality. And again, only maybe it's going to happen. Whoa. Okay, my friends, now you know what we do. Let's go back and review. We're going to stop over here and review Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. This is about 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah says, V'tumtum v'androgynous, Tana Rabbanon, Zachor, Lahotzi Es Hanashim. That's excluding Hanashim. Zachorcha, Lahotzi Tumtum v'androgynous. That excludes the Tumtum v'androgynous. Kol Zachorcha, the Rabbis of the Ketanim. The Ketanim have to come through the Olam Regal. Amar Mar. Zachor, Lahotzi Es Hanashim, excluding women. Halam Elikro, why don't you need a pasuk for that? Michti, Mitzvah Sishim Angrama, here. What's the Mitzvah Sishim Angrama? It's the Sishim Angrama. Not some Maduris, women are pater from. Itchach, no, we still need it. Kasaka Tachimina, I would have thought, Neil for Eri Eme Hakel, maybe making Zerishov, Eri Eme from Hakel, and a woman of Chaya by Hakel, the Chaya here as well. Malahola, Nashrayovs, Avkanas Rayovs, Kamasol, and therefore comes to tell me that no, they're off the hook. Amar, Mar, Zachorcha, Lahotzi, Tumtum, and Androgynous. This coming to exclude a Tumtum and Androgynous. A Tumtum means you don't see what's going on, a Tumtum and Androgynous, you see both. Bishlam and Androgynous, Itchach, you have to tell me a pasuk over there because Saka Tachimina would have thought, hold the Israelis outside Zachris, because of the fact that you can, as a Zachris, you can see it. Therefore, it's like a man, so you have to exclude it. But lechayev, kamash balan deberia b'fatzma, it's its own shtickle. El tumtum sveiko, it's a suffix. What it is, you don't see anything. Mitzvah kolam with the sveiko, and you're pasuk to exclude it. Amarbaya kishu beis hamichutz, have the beis on the outside. The gids on the inside, the beis on the outside. If you think it, therefore you need a pasuk. Amarbaya kol zchur leravas the ketanim, come to include ketanim. What ketanim come? But tanam we listen to our mishnah. Chutz mechayev shetz v'katan, katan doesn't come. Amarbaya lokash akan b'katan shigia lechinach. Then they do come. Kamig din shaligir. They don't come. Katan shigil lechinach. They're abadon here. Those things are abadon. So why would there be a pasuk for it? In a chinami v'kras smachta ba'alma. It's just an asmachta. V'yela kolamaya. So what is actually the pasuk coming to include then? Likida achrim. It's like others. The Tanya. I think. Yeah, the Tanya. We learned in a brisa achrim omrim hamikamitz v'amitzarif nechoshes v'aborsi peturim inaria. All these people that stank, they're going to be potter. Mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, kol zechorcha mishi yochel lalos im zechorcha. Anyone is able to go with everyone else. Yatsu elu, excluding these people, shenemarim lalos im kol zechorcha. They're not worried to come up with that one because they stink. Therefore, they're going to be potter. No shemavadim shenem shuchrarim. Women and slaves that are not freed. Bishlam and nashim kidaim, like we already explained. We have a pasuk. Ella avadim inalim. What do you mean avadim don't have to come up? Rav Huna, Amar Kra. Pasuk says El Pnei HaAdon Hashem. Mi she'en lo Ella Adon Echad. It means someone who has one Adon. Yes, Hazeh. She's all Adon Echad. No. Halam Eli Kra. Don't need a pasuk. Michti Kol Mitzvah She'Aisha Chayev Esba Eved Chayev. Anything Mitzvah that woman's Chayev him and Eved Chayev him. Kol Mitzvah She'Aisha Chayev Esba Ain Eved Chayev. She don't need to even teach me this because they're for sure they're off the hook. And the Gemara, no, the Gemara La Miisha. Ooh. part in this continuation, because we learned la misha. So for what do I need it for? Ravina lo nitzcha el misha chetzi avin chetzi ben zchayin. We need someone's a chetzi chetzi situation, right? That's one. If it's an avin for sure, if it's not for sure chayav, but if it's a chetzi chetzi, that's when you need to tell me that they don't go. The Gnamit Gdani, we also could be inferring this because it says, Noshim Vavadim Shem Shukharim, Noshim and Avadim Shem Shukharim. My Shayna Shukharim, what does that mean? Elim Shem Shukharim, Kalal means the Namish Shukharim at all. Then let's say Avadim, just say Avadim Stama. Ella Lav Shem Shukharim Lagami, what's the Namish Shukharim the following? My new, what's that mean? Shechetu Avid, Chetu Ben Chorin, Shma Amina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.